In studio with us now, we've got Rachel Bleckman. She is the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Ventum, which is a maker of high-performance racing bicycles. I believe you were previously located, headquartered in Florida?
We were based out of Miami, Florida.
Based out of Miami, Florida. Now based in Heber, Utah. First off, welcome to Utah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been quite a move.
and we're a business show, so curious, first question for you is, what was it about Utah that attracted you here versus staying in Florida or going somewhere else?
Absolutely. So Ventum started in Miami, Florida, you know, and we started in the triathlon market. We started in the triathlon industry with Z-shaped frame bikes. So the way you shape the carbon fiber, the way that you do all of that is very unique to Ventum, but it's very specific as well to that one area of the sport. So as we started to get these ideas for road bikes, for mountain bikes, for cross bikes, you really have to look into the areas where you're going to see that development and that performance. You have to understand what you're designing that for. And so we started to look around and look in different areas, and that's really where the bike industry is moving, is off-road, road racing, mountains. And you can't get that in Miami, Florida. So we started to look into different areas, and you know, something that was really important to the company is to say, look, we want to have a global reach. We want to be all over the country, all over the world, but we also need to find an area that's going to allow us to build on the local community. So we don't just want to be known as that kind of far off in the distance, oh, I can get this from a local store. Like, we want to be a place where you can come in and you can do a group ride. We want to give back into the communities. We want to build up, you know, a lot of the trails and the roads that we're riding on. And so as we started to look around, this was really an interesting place for us in that it had all of that available and still had the reach that we were looking at getting as well.
Talk a little bit about the manufacturing process.
Absolutely.
You're going to be headquartered here in Heber. Mm-hmm. How do you build a bike from the sort of the basic metal to the building of the frame, and which of those steps are going to be done here?
Mm-hmm. So we use carbon fiber manufacturing in our frames, and what this has allowed us to do is go back, you know, from the original basics and use pretty much around 20-25 years of manufacturing knowledge. We use a process called EPS, which is essentially a two-mold system, which allows you to shape the tubes differently, layer the carbon in the areas that you need it a little bit more, and then also, as we've, you know, kind of developed and gotten better at what we do, integrate more areas such as carbon nanotube and graphene into the composites that we use so that you're getting a little bit more functionality out of the design. So a majority of the bike industry, and us included, are overseas in terms of the manufacturing process. But we are very unique in that we bring in every single part, all of it, into Heber City. Everything comes to us. It goes through the quality control checking. It goes through our mechanic's hands. And we hand assemble each frame set, each bike, to be built up exactly to our customer satisfaction. So they would come in and say, I'd like this frame set, I'd like these race wheels, this crank arm length, this chain ring. And we put that together to them and in one full package, fully assemble it, box it up, and then we would send it directly to them. We can send it to their bike store. We can send it to a local franchise called VeloFix and take it from there in the service side.
Okay, so that's quite a bit you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Listeners might be interested or surprised to hear Utah has quite a bit of carbon fiber expertise. I mean, we have expertise in so many different areas. One of the nice things about doing this show is Roger and I get to, and our other co-hosts get to talk to interesting people. Mm-hmm. Utah is a leader in the electronic gaming industry. A lot of the graphic computer programs were developed first here in Utah. And one of the areas Utah is a leader in is in carbon fiber. Now, I know Ogden has a big push. There's a carbon fiber center. There's one of your cohorts in the biking industry,
right,
is
Envy.
A carbon, Envy, mm-hmm. exactly, carbon
Very
fiber
close partner.
Wheels. Why Heber, not Ogden?
Sure. So within the amount that we are looking to develop and grow, you know, for our assembly and manufacturing, that's something that we'll have to develop. So while it is here and while, you know, obviously we are looking into those areas, to bring that all in-house. Everything is going to be a development over time. So ultimately, yes, that would be a goal that would be searchable is, you know, how can we have this all local? But the first step is really to be here, right? And to be involved, you know, make the connections, learn everything that we have to do it properly, and then do what Ventum does best, which is get innovative with it.
How many employees do you currently have, and what is your sort of plan for growth over the next 5 years?
Sure. So currently we are sitting, 12 to 15 employees. Some are based in Heber. More are coming in every day. The growth plan is really to look into the local community, you know, give those opportunities and bring that in, but also encourage other members of the bicycle industry to come into Heber and into Utah. So we will be hiring, you know, a large number of the proper fit and the right people to make the company what it is. We really like to invest in the people we have working with us instead of just filling positions.
And if you're just joining us this morning, we're speaking with Rachel Bleckman. She is the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Ventum. Another question for you. So I just mentioned your title's Director of Strategic Partnerships, mm-hmm. which implies, you know, I would imagine you were involved in the partnership with Heber. And talk to us about some of the other important partnerships that your company has.
Absolutely. So the partnership side of it is really where, you know, we strive to grow and develop. Right now, one of our biggest partners is with Ironman, which is the major triathlon race federation. So they are putting on half-distance Ironman events, full-distance Ironman events. One of the main ones actually being Ironman St. George coming up next year, about 4 hours south of where we are now, and that'll be the North American Championship race. So we work closely with them all over the U.S., North America, Asia, Australia, Europe, you know, to provide bicycles to athletes in a case that's going to be the number one best bike for that specific scenario. Now, as we grow into the road market, as we grow into the triathlon market, we are looking at working with ITU and WTS triathlon teams. So when you look at the Olympics, those would be bikes that we would have in there. When you look at, Tour of Utah just recently, we're looking to work with the local race directors and teams that we have in Utah. And then looking big picture as well, as we start to explore potential maybe continental teams, world tour teams, and start thinking really big picture about the different areas.
Given the kinds of qualities you're talking about, I assume that these are, you know, not exactly cheap. Tell us a little bit about the range of products and the mm-hmm. price point, and approximate price points.
Oh, absolutely. So we start with our triathlon bike line. And so this is our unique Z-shaped frame. You know, we initially launched with an $8,000 bicycle. Mm-hmm. And so that was a full build. And to anyone in the triathlon world, that's actually pretty normal.
That's entry level.
Right. And we looked at that and said, well, you know, when you have a bicycle that's going to benefit every athlete, whether you're at the pointy end racing at that 1% or you're really taking all, 17 hours in an Ironman, how do you get people those bikes if it's going to benefit them? So one of our things is we use integrated hydration in the frames itself. So if you're racing for 8 hours, great, you need hydration. But if you're racing for 17 hours, you need more hydration. So because of that, we said, okay, how do you take the major benefits of Ventum bikes and bring that to a level that's more acceptable for athletes of all shapes, all sizes, all ages who are participating in those races? So that's when we launched the $3,500 model, which, you know, still a little up there, but in terms of entry level, that's really what you're looking for is a full build bike, everything you need. Recently, we then launched our road bike, so the Ventum NS1, which is a lightweight aero road bike, very unique in mixing those two. That's going to start around $6,900 for a full build. However, as you'll always do, you'll start at the top, and able to figure out what athletes are looking for and fit that mold as you go.
So a $3,500 bike, just what does it weigh?
Depending on how you build it, because
right.
there's always going to be the people who say, oh, I want to use, you know, this power meter, these handlebars. You're looking somewhere in the 16 to 19 pound range. So still one hand pickup.
Really?
Well, in this town, we could talk all day about what bikes weigh.
right.
It's definitely a topic of interest. I have friends that have scales specifically mm-hmm. to measure their bike parts. Unfortunately, we're out of time now, but we want to thank you for coming in. Our guest this morning has been Rachel Bleckman. She is the Director of Strategic Partnerships at Ventum Bicycles. Welcome to Utah.
Thank you so much.
Website so people can look you up?
Sure. It's ventumracing.com, same as our Instagram and Twitter.